The South Dakota Wheat Commission has adopted a conservative budget for its next fiscal year, which begins July 1st, setting the course to invest the state's wheat checkoff in research, market development, and education. Last week on Dakota Farm Talk, the research budget was examined, with new variety development at SDSU garnering key support. The second branch of South Dakota's wheat checkoff is dedicated to market development. Wheat Commission Executive Reed Christofferson tells us, wheat is raised on nearly every continent in the world, creating massive competition in the market.
And that wheat can largely be sorted into two categories, cheap wheat and quality wheat. And the U.S. wheat industry has long established that its niche market is in that quality spectrum. And so we're continuing to try to develop the highest milling quality wheat in the world to meet the demands of that discerning customer.
The South Dakota Wheat Commission partners with U.S. Wheat Associates, as well as the Northern Crops Institute, to educate buyers on the value of U.S. wheat. Education of American consumers is another role of South Dakota's Wheat Checkoff, teaming with the Wheat Foods Council to reinforce the benefits of wheat in a healthy diet. Just as the checkoff is critical to the future of the wheat industry, Christofferson says the wheat crop itself provides great benefits in farmer rotations, providing diversity, opportunities for cover crops, and valuable residue for moisture conservation.
The benefits that come from that residue and the fertility benefits that follow just have a tremendous impact. And so we strongly believe that the wheat has a strong merit in the rotational plan and should always be there.
The South Dakota Wheat Checkoff is directed by five farmers from across the state. For the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.